In the studio, the Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, to react to the concerns raised by the teachers and other related matters. You're welcome to the studio, sir.
I'm grateful.
Now, tell us, how do you react to these concerns raised by the teachers?
Well, first of all, I want to assure all Ghanaians and especially parents and guardians who have their wards at the colleges of education that we are ensuring that their examinations, which started yesterday, are indeed progressing without any hitches. We have spoken to the principals and we are in touch with them to ensure that there is no interruption in academic work. We have engaged with SITAC. We were with them when the National Labour Commission intervened. It became very evident that the strike that they embarked on was premature, and indeed the National Labour Commission declared the strike as illegal. We have assured SITAC that we are very committed to the tertiarization of the colleges of education and their working conditions or salaries and remunerations taking effect after this tertiarization. You know that this was a very complex exercise. There are as many as 38 colleges of education. We needed to produce statutes for these colleges. We needed to produce schemes of service. We needed to also produce the conditions of service. Now, what is happening is that we had to work with the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and the GES to look at the transition of these lecturers. At what level would they be on? And then we will be looking at the corresponding remunerations which they should receive. You also need to appreciate the fact that after these statutes have taken effect, you also need councils to be formed, the councils of these colleges of education, and you need to swear in the councils for the councils to take certain decisions. So it's a very complex exercise which has been underway, and we have passed the act. So the act has been passed by Parliament, which is further commitment to the fact that we are all committed to this process. But you see, we can't rush it. If we rush the process, the councils are not in place, and all these schemes of service, conditions of service are not done properly, there will be many, many problems. The fallouts will not be good, and lecturers will be shortchanged. If we had rushed this process, there are even some lecturers that by strict interpretation will have to probably go to the basic level. They may not be qualified to teach in a tertiary institution and all of that. So we have been mindful of all of these consequences, and that's why we are managing the process in a way that there will be a win-win situation and nobody will feel left out or will feel disadvantaged at the end of the process.
So you have mentioned that it has to go through certain processes. Now the teachers are dictated. Tell us, what is the stage that we've got into now that the teachers can be assured that at this point, yes, we are going to be at par with our colleagues in other tertiary institutions?
You see, the statutes are ready. The conditions of service are ready. The scheme of service is also ready. We have shown it to them, to the leaders. We have said we are even available to engage with their members. We have been working with leaders of SITAC. They have representation in all these committees. We have made sure that they have representation on the committee, so they very much know what is going on. What we are going to do next is that we are going to convene a meeting between SITAC, PRINCOF, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Education, and we will all agree on when the effective date will be. When we finally roll, we have completed with the rollout, the councils have been formed and all of that, when will the tertiary working conditions take effect? Will it be last year? Will it be 2012? Will it be 2011 or this year? We'll all agree on that, and then regardless of when we will say that we have completed and all the 38 colleges of education have been fully tertiarized, that effective date will apply. So we are going to have this meeting soon. What we need is is patience by all the stakeholders. The principals have been very understanding so far, and we believe that SeaTac can also be understanding. They have been with us throughout, and this is not the time for anybody to really break away from the harmony that we have all enjoyed and worked with over
and
the period.
And that said meeting, how soon are we to expect that meeting?
By next week, we will convene the meeting.
Now, we also understand that the University of Cape Coast branch of FUSAC have also, that is the senior staff, they've also threatened to strike by the end of this month. Now, have they been paid? And if not, what are you doing about it?
This came to our attention through media monitoring. We want to use this opportunity to assure all our labor unions who we work with closely, and that all arrears owe to the various sectors under the education sector are being worked upon. We have just come out of a meeting with the finance ministry. They are seeking to clear the backlog, the arrears, so that we will begin 2014 on a very good note. We all admit that 2013 was particularly challenging. There were delays and arrears across the board, but these areas are being cleared, beginning from Get Fund, and I can say with all confidence that I am convinced with the arrangements that the Ministry of Finance has put in place. So I want to appeal to FUSAC and the other union leaders that they should be rest assured that these areas will be cleared. We will also continue with our meetings that the minister instituted, where we bring all the union leaders together at least once a month to interact and to resolve issues that come up. We will convene a meeting in February, and we will make sure that all of these outstanding matters are quickly addressed.
Now, just a quick one. The University of Ghana has indicated that it will start tolling route. It's recently rehabilitated. Now, this has not gone down well with mostly the students. Now, is the ministry going to intervene so that we do not have another student demonstration or a strike of that sort?
This matter began as an entirely private transaction. The university entered into a private arrangement with a bank and secured a facility to rehabilitate their roads. And they want to toll the road so that they can pay back that facility. Government was not involved in this process. However, now that issues are coming up, I do know that the Roads and Highways Ministry, because it has to do with roads, has been meeting with the university authorities to see whether an aspect of the loan facility can be absorbed. But it's early days yet. What we will say is that I believe that before the university went on with this arrangement, they will have consulted with all stakeholders. If the consultations don't appear adequate, we are willing to engage the stakeholders and be assured that there is harmony and there is peace on the campuses. The students and other stakeholders like the lecturers, the staff, and then those who run transport businesses are saying that they want to be sure that this will not have an effect on transport fares and cost of living. But the university authorities too are concerned about being able to pay back their liability to the banks or wherever they collected their loans from. So we need to manage this matter carefully so that there will be no loser. No student, no lecturer, university authorities, the banking institution should not lose out. And I think that when we come around the table with all the stakeholders, this is an issue we can resolve.
Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio and then giving us your point of view. That was the Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa.